The recordings are scratchy, you have to really listen, but the music on a new CD of early 20th century songs is remarkable. Taken from original 78 RPM records, the performances are by artists so obscure that they'd been overlooked by folk music archivists. Meredith Oakes has a review of American Primitive, Volume 2.
When Robert Johnson went from obscure Delta bluesman to mass-marketed musician, fans were as interested in his life story as they were in his music. That's not the case with Geechee Wiley, one of the artists on American Primitive, Volume 2. Like everyone else on this disc, virtually nothing is known about the singer and guitarist. Her songs are phantoms. They're the only evidence that she ever existed at all. These obscure songs tell the story of American music from the turn of the century up to World War II. Burgeoning record labels at the time were frantic to reach listeners, but they weren't sure how to do it. So they took a wet noodle approach to their business, recording as many performers as possible and seeing if anyone stuck to the wall. In the process, they cataloged a vast array of indigenous American music: gospel, blues, hillbilly, minstrelsy, early jazz. Almost anyone with a jingle to sing or a kazoo to play could make a record. Novelty songs like this one would be lost forever if not for the song catchers who compiled this CD.
I got a new great 19-5. Three rings around the bottle is a ginger wine. I got your eyes cold, new great. I got a new great 19-5. Got plenty of invitations, but they're none like mine. I got your eyes cold, new gray. Way down yonder in the promised land, I'll run and tell your mama you're the new gray man. I got your eyes cold, new gray.
Of the 50 songs that sprawl across this two-disc collection, my favorite ones are by a singer named Maddie Mae Thomas. Her a cappella performances were sung in the sewing room of the Mississippi State Penitentiary, more notoriously known as Parchman Farm, where she was doing time. It's hard to make out some of the words through the scratchy, raunchy sound, but you can hear in Maddie Mae's voice that her world was lonely and treacherous.
Workhouse Blues, a made-up song, just by being in prison alone. In the empty valley, black man, in the year 1909, I was a little young hobo in that valley from all up and down the line.
These recordings are like abandoned curios in a thrift shop. Their stories long faded away. The folks at Revenant Records wanted to give them a history, to restore them to the timeline of American music, and that's exactly what they've done on this American Primitive CD. It's not where the blues began, but it sure is one of the most marvelous sidebars.
Get my dice and cue.
The CD is called American Primitive, Volume 2. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.
This town, I'm gonna ride that face.